scientists have found a way to identify genetic superheroes, people with extraordinary disease resistance. Researchers hope this step will lead to new ways to prevent and treat genetic disorders. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein explains.
When you hear superhero, the first thing that pops into your head is probably something like,
look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Or maybe, but in this case, we're talking about
genetic superheroes.
Geneticist Daniel MacArthur.
A genetic superhero is someone who, for some reason within their biology, is able to resist a genetic change that should otherwise cause a very severe disease.
Like cystic fibrosis, which destroys the lungs, or other rare but devastating genetic disorders. Scientists knew people like that exist, but researchers wanted to see if they could figure out a way to systematically track them down.
We were interested in finding what might protect people from getting disease.
Stephen Friend runs a nonprofit research center in Seattle called Sage Bionetworks.
And if you're going to try to look at what protects people from getting disease, it is not necessarily the right thing to look at those who have disease. The right thing to do would be to look at those who have not gotten sick.
So Friend's team launched a massive search. They gathered up the genetic blueprints of almost 600,000 people from around the world and scanned them for defects that almost always make people really sick.
We found just over a dozen, a baker's dozen, who had mutations in genes like cystic fibrosis, but they had lived to be over 30, considered very remarkable. Why would that person have not gotten that disease?
Maybe it's something else in their genes or in their environment.
They must have something that was somehow protecting them. There must be some protective element for them to have escaped the severity of the symptoms that would have been expected.
The question is, what? But here's the catch. None of the 13 had signed the forms that would let researchers actually contact them to try to study them, to figure out what had let them escape what should have been their genetic fate.
It's extremely frustrating not to be able to go back and to recontact them.
Because figuring out what makes them so special might help scientists make new drugs that would help other people survive defects in their genes. But other researchers say the study is still important. Here's Daniel MacArthur again. He works at Harvard and MIT and wasn't involved in the research.
This is an incredibly impressive paper.
He says it shows that advances in genetic technologies and data mining have made it possible to find lots of these lucky people. You need to find a lot more because many genetic diseases are very rare.
If you'd asked me 5 years ago, it would have seemed laughable. But it seems entirely reasonable that over the next 5 years, we will certainly have in the millions of individuals who could potentially be studied in this kind of work.
In fact, Friend and his colleagues are launching a huge new project to do just that. They're hoping to recruit millions of volunteers to help them discover the secrets hiding in the genes of genetic superheroes. Rob Stein, NPR News.